inside knowledge of the criminal underworld.
David is not anybody. He's a serious man. And American authorities knows that David is a serious man. David has been a long time in jail during his life, but anyway, he has made a lot of things during his life. Then when David says something, it's serious.
But David has always been extremely reluctant to impart any details of what he knows about the killing of Kennedy, even to his own lawyer. He
said, yes, I know certain things. Could you tell me those things? I asked him. He told me, no, I'll talk when I'll be free.
That's the show for tonight, I guess. That says it all. So I'll be going home in a minute or two, and we'll have dark screen until 2 when the Legoland comes in. Now, I guess I'll throw together something, just for legal reasons, between me and my my agency. WZBC down here in the steel cage. A veritable solo mano with myself here in the steel cage down at Professional Radio. It seems real if you are a moron. Otherwise, you kind of see through it a little bit. Steel cage match tonight with myself. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. Part NCP Part 2, Thursday night edition. 90.3 from our underground base here in Newton. Constructed with the help of the Army Seabees and their alien interface composites, if you will, constructed sometime after the last Great War, unbeknownst to the Brotherhood here at Boston College, but they've been sort of persuaded to go along with it, if you know what I mean, as have many agencies in your world since that period of time when a negative possible future decided to do some time traveling and backtrack to the period of time since the Great War and sort of interact, if you will. I believe a president was killed. None that you ever heard of, however. Since we are dealing with alternate realities, and of course their entire intricate pasts, such that it is seamless and unrecognizable if you didn't take that fork in the road. Or as Yogi Berra would say, when you come to the fork, you know, take it. Going till 2 o'clock. Just playing with my friends, with whom I am having a romantic, loving relationship all these years. No, I'm not talking about you. I am talking about your humanity, however. But Mostly I'm talking about my friends on tape. And mostly I'm talking about humanity again. Going after those dark secret places, some of which are hidden in plain sight. And most of them are just hidden. Some of them are under deep cover. The deepest. Cosmic clearance required if you catch my jet stream. And trying to find pieces of beauty there. Truth is, and philosophy thus can constitute a plot line. Not a Hollywood version, no. Hollywood's kind of like science these days. For the masses and for commodified profit, but maybe not for you. Although I can go high and low myself, as is an art form made easy by my gene pool. But we're going for the new media now, and it's all up for grabs. 552-4686. A friendly voice will answer your queries. Currently, Cathode Ray Tube, new CD. He's played live at the station. He's from these parts. Played live on my show and on Gene's show Wednesday night. Called Old Organics, collection of some works.
separate self. Contemplate. Comparative behavior is the seed that manifests man and births mankind. To become one God, the Father, is not to let go identity of individuality, but instead it is to maintain the identity of individuality and incorporate without competitive behavior.
Struggle for civil rights and free speech made us confident that we could change the course of history. Then we learned about Vietnam, and stopping the war became our consuming cause.
Playing in the fountain that tracked mud into the house, I think I can make everyone happier by putting a decorative storage box out there in the garden where they can keep old towels and spare sneakers for cleanup.
That would save some family disputes if they're like other families.
Right. Also, there's an inconspicuous low step outside the garden door, which is a bit of a menace. Covering it with a colorful outdoor carpet or perhaps painting it will help.
Was there anything else?
Yes, indeed.
In eines Köhlers engem Haus hab Obdach ich gefunden. Doch meine Glieder ruhen nicht aus. So brennen ihre Wunden. Auch du, mein Herz, in Kampf und Sturm so wild und so verwegen, fühlst in der Still erst deinen Wurm mit heißem Stich sich regen.
No weeper. I hate to lose something. Then she bent her head. Even a dime I wish I was dead. I can't explain it. No more to be said except I hate to lose something. I lost a doll once and cried for a week. She could open her eyes and do all but speak. I believe she was took by some doll snatching sneak. I tell you, I hate to lose something. A watch of mine once got up and walked away. It had 12 numbers on it for the time of day. I'll never forget it, and all I can say is I really hate to lose something. Now, if I feel that way about a watch and a toy, what you think I feel about my lover boy. I ain't threatening you, madam, but he is my evening's joy, and I mean I really hate to lose something.
From what I've read, it was almost miraculous that he was alive for the last 20 or 30 years.
Well, I'm not sure. You know, wise junkies manage to survive. They often say that the average junkie, what, 85 years old?
Really?
Well, they look 85 when they're 20, and they look 85 when they're 95. But behind Burroughs is a risky... needle shot life. You have one of the great intelligences of America, I think, in the last 20 or 30 years. He's the man is simply a very evolved, thoughtful person, and shrewd, as you have to be if you're a junkie all those years.
Sexual relationship with her. You know, that's... But I have confidence that I would attract someone like that, because I know, if for no other reason than that, I know that I would demand that be the case in it. You know, that in other words, just I know that's what would be part of the relationship, would be sharing Azores. And, you know, it's like, I assume she'd have to speak English also. It's almost like that. You know, I don't think I'd have a relationship with someone who didn't know English. At least, I don't think I'd want to have that kind of deal with that kind of difficulty.
What was the worst breakup you ever had?
But Hilton Head, South Carolina, for Professor Chomsky. Go ahead.
Thinks
I asked him. He told me, no, I'll talk when I'll be free.
Yes. That's the second chakra, love. Yes. That's the sexual. Yes. That's the erotic. And we're not meaning peep shows at 25 cents down the street. No, that's something else again. That has nothing to do with love. Right? And nothing to do with eroticism. Absolutely not. But we would suggest here that it is this romantic love. Yeah, that's the sensual. That's the appetite. That's the sexual. That's the erotic. The love that wants to be a part of. The love that wants to become a part of each other in the moment. Beyond that face of love, the fourth face is that of self-love. Self-love. And that comes after romantic love. Now that doesn't mean that you can't love yourself until you've scored. No, not at all. The mother-father love, the brother-sister love, romantic love often begins, you know, when you look at that centerfold in Fall in Love with Airbrush, you know? That's romantic, that's sensual, that's erotic. You want to touch her, him, now that they have magazines with both. I want to be a part of, I want to be connected, I want to... And likewise, in that sensing for those girls, long before you might have any sexual experiences of swooning at your favorite rock star, or at seeing so-and-so in a movie, or dreaming of so-and-so, or this sort of thing, or seeing that new kid, and oh my, look at that, look at that body, whoa, you're 10 years old, but you know, you saw Blue Lagoon, you absolutely did. Romantic love, alright? Not the full blow of it, not the full extension of it, clearly not, but the beginnings, the touching of that romantic love. And it is after that that self-love becomes viable. Now, one can talk of self-love, but it does not become viable until after at least the first blush of that which is romantic love, self-love. Beyond that, that does not where it stops. There are three other forms. Many think that's it. Mother-father love, got that. Brother-sister love, romantic love, self-love. What else is there? What else could there be? I got the parents covered. I got the siblings covered. I got the bedroom covered. I got me covered. What else could there be? And that's the problem. There are more faces to love. The fifth face corresponding to the third face is that of the love of romance. Now, we're not talking about a genre of novels. We're not talking about Fabio at all. Romance. The philosophy of animism. That everything has consciousness. That everything, the tape recorders, the Kleenex, the plants, the carpet, everything has consciousness. And there is soul and spirit in all living things, and who defines what is living. That sense of the romance of life, of imagination and of creativity, that sense of myth and of wonder and of the imaginal, that sense of the romance. It's not all dry and brittle, it's not all objects held in space and time mechanically, that there is a romance, the romance that Newton tried to stop, that indeed Descartes wanted to harness and control. That sense of romance that has often been delegated to the dark and the middle of the backward ages and the backward time. But that sense of romance that lives, not in the form of romantic, but the love of romance. And that love of the romance of life and the things and the people and the energies that are life, that's a face of love. Corresponding to the brother-sister love is the love of the whole, love of the one. That sense of the wholeness, the connectiveness, the togetherness, the linking, the fabric of being, the fabric of all life is one, loving that concept, loving that idea, loving that expression, the love for the whole, the love for the oneness that all things are. And the final, of course, the one that seems missing is that spiritual love, that love of higher self, love of soul, of spirit, love of God, the divine love, the love of the goddess. These are faces of love.
This ain't LSD, goddammit. This ain't no serotonin antagonist you're drinking.
How many grams of that stuff do you think you've already got in you? Two? Three? You could be working off one hell of a case of cancer with a truckload of anti-metabolites in
you. Hinchy Indians have been drinking that stuff for centuries for most special incidents of cancer.
Fuck the Hinchy Indians! Now, you don't know anything about those mushrooms. Sounds to me like they have fantastic staying power.
We've shot up at least 30 rats with that stuff. Some of them have a whopping load in them. None of them have been noticeably affected.
Where are we going now? I thought we were going to get something to eat.
Hilton Head?
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead. You're on the air. You're on the air, Hilton Head.
Okay.
Thank you.
You got...
I lived with these guys 7 days a week, and we were training to kill or be killed. I think until the day I die, I'll never forget about them.
For Dynamite Tonight, this is really quality radio, and I appreciate the program and the effort.
Now, at this point, what I call object proliferation begins.
Probably the biggest torch, you know, basically.
Yeah, that's the one
torch
we're looking for.
Carrying thing.
Yeah.
Who's
that?
Blues in the, Frank Sinatra kind of Blues in the Night, or all those songs. Probably maybe 10 years ago, which is to say in my 30s, with the Macrobatic Girl, which was the equivalent of Lazarus then.
Sure. Okay.
But New York, or have I ever considered? Well, I used to say that, I didn't ever consider it because, New York was too much fun, and then I said I didn't ever consider it because I didn't think I'd be allowed to live anywhere else. Now I don't feel like I'm allowed to live here.
You've said to me that the war years were the best years of your life.
No question about it. I had a special deal with the Army because I had a high IQ. I was able to get out of the infantry.
How do you know you had a high IQ?
I was told.
What was your IQ?
130, 140.
That's almost genius status.
No, I'm still a genius. I always thought of myself as being relatively smart. But brilliant, no. These are the days when I was looking good.
You kind of look like you're on top of the world in these pictures.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I own the world. I was a handsome young man.
Looks like you had a pretty active social life.
Oh, yeah. all the women I wanted. All.
Were you ever serious with her?
No, I had a good time with her, but I was never serious with her.
That you're having a romantic relationship with her.
No question about it.
Yes or no? Did you ever spend the night with her?
The answer is no.
You want to something? You want to talk baseball?
I just want the truth.
Forget about the truth.
So I might consider it if you could think of like a really fun place. Paris. The problem with Paris is, you know, they speak French.
That is to say, as soon as you settle, you begin to proliferate objects. You begin to make digging sticks and more pottery and other things to carry things in.
Start thinking about some of the long haul things, you know, kind of the marathon of life rather than the sprint.
I'm in the circle now, here loving how. I'm in the circle
now, being married and having found like the right person, and, you know. For me, getting married was about the ultimate idea of two people being in this ideal state that I always said, my God, to be just excited and creative with someone and you know, just a general sense of well-being about life. The only way to have a friend is to be one.
In bed.
With intimacy comes responsibility. It's frightening to think that everything that you do to yourself or to others around you affects so many people.
Oh,
a Punk magazine when, I don't know, Lou Reed was on the cover or something. But
right, the famous Lou Reed interview when we had the big fight with him.
Ground Zero would be here. Light moved in. I thought it was an A-10 taxiing to RAF Woodbridge behind me, about a mile. Came in over that far stand of trees, stopped over the circular fog-like object on the ground, dispersed in an explosion of color that was soundless, heatless, and what happened was a transformation, somehow, of this mist to a structured object. It was about 30 feet at the base, 20 feet in height, and a bank of blue lights at the base of it, and mother of pearl or rainbow effect all over. It was very difficult to look directly at. The worst thing to happen to me was that when the event transpired, when there was that transformation somehow, some senior people ran off into these woods, into these fields, and left us here. And why I didn't run could have been shock or whatever, but a number of us ran, a number of us just stayed glued.
Praise the Lord, just over in the glory land.
you know, all of us are either going to be there or in the pit of hell real soon, because the world is coming to an end. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming back to earth again. I am the Lord your God, which have separated you from other people. You know, those of you that are born again, you must not associate with other people that are sinners, that are into sin.
Full of shit, I thought I'd wait till tomorrow. I started out trying to write the story of my life, but it was so full of shit, I thought I'd wait till tomorrow. Trying to write the story of my life, but it was so full of shit, I thought I'd wait till tomorrow.
Separated you from them. People say, well, that isn't right. Well, we're talking about the living God. And the Bible says that we have to receive His Word in order to get into the kingdom of heaven. And, well, that's not going to be very good in politics, that's right. But the Lord doesn't want people to play politics. He wants them to not even play church. He wants you to become separated and a holy people, those that are walking in the Spirit of the Most High God. Here's a song that tells about it quite a bit. It's called, and this is with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet also. This was right in between the time when they were flying back and forth with Elvis Presley, and Elvis would not allow them to sing with anyone else but me. And here I am to sing for you, along with my buddies J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet, Run On.
Anima of society points out things that many people would prefer not to notice. Art is anything you can get away with.
The envelope, please.
Shit or get off the pot, right?
Yeah.
long can one man be expected to suck shit through a straw anyway? I know it's survival of the shittiest. Whoever said the good die young? Not that we're keeping score, God forbid. Cause it'd be 1984 to nothing. The big, fat nothing. Fraught with rot, the endless vacuum. Nothing can become of nothing. I know it's gotta get worse before it can get better. I'm besieged with shit and its unholy mongers. I was begging on the Holy Ghost. I was begging, drop the fucking bomb already. But you know he never listens to reason. He never listens. So you know I got more complaints than what I got words to match. But that don't stop me now from talking loud and saying nothing. Hell no.
Just you so
I guess there's no need complaining to you about all the petty aggravations around here, crawling up assholes and dying all over town. And other than the stink of shit, well, nothing. No, nothing much else, is it? So maybe I'll have to tell you some old stories. Start at the beginning, right? Like I spent a lot of my formative years moving around here, there, and anywhere else I was foolish enough to stumble. I guess it all started when I was about 14. Had to get out, don't we all? So I hit the road, and hard and a lot dumber than what I thought. That didn't matter. Live and learn, right? Live and learn. That's what I always say. How the hell else you gonna find anything out? And I had a lot to learn.
Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, cuddle muddy's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Devil gambler, the rambler, the backbiter. Devil cuddle muddy's gonna cut him down.
Next is my page 19, speech 1. Innumerable confusion.
I don't think you can quite get away with that phrase. Innumerable is suggest numbers.
Praise the Lord. Well, the Lord does want
confusion
to
is singular. I don't know. Do you like the phrase innumerable confusion?
The word of God to the entire world, but in our life he wants us to separate ourselves and keep ourselves holy. I am the Lord your God, which have separated you from other people.
And those lessons, they just kept getting harder and harder. Was okay with me because I never seemed to notice those things much.
I'd like to know what your guest thinks about the Rand Corporation and any comment he might have about it. As from square one in the American way, and I'll hang up and listen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
May I ask you a question? Do the rules of the game...
I don't know. Sure. Are you still there, caller? He did leave. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
When
can
he said
I
hang up.
No, no, I mean you, Mr. Bohannon.
All right.
Do the rules of the game allow me to answer that prior question, which I never got to?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay.
Whatever.
Well, what I was saying is that whatever Bhopal may be, it's not a case of state terrorism. I'll be brief. The Air India case, in fact, can be traced back to a U.S. government involvement, but it's a minor part of U.S. government terrorism.
Which Air India story?
Oh, he was talking about the bombing of an Air India flight over the Irish Sea, I think it was 1985. It's the worst air tragedy of the 1980s. That I can give you the details if you like. The major examples of terrorism, however, are quite different. There are things like, for example, the 30-year terrorist war against Cuba, which is probably the worst example of international terrorism in modern times.
As opposed to, of course, Castro himself, who is... I'll continue whenever I feel like interjecting, since Castro is hardly a prime example of what we would call human rights.
Absolutely, and I'm talking about U.S. terrorism against Cuba beginning in the Kennedy administration, which included... sinking of ships, bombing of hotels, blowing up of factories, in some cases with hundreds of people killed.
Those are activities, I believe, by Cuban exiles, correct?
We're coming from Miami with CIA.
Those were Cuban exile activities primarily, organized by the CIA.
Part of an official policy.
If we can remove Castro, the world condition will be considerably improved. Let's just go to the next call.
The issue is not whether terrorism is a good idea.
I'm not in favor of terrorism, but I am in favor of putting pressure on Castro.
The attraction of Satanism to teenagers has nothing to do with pleasing Satan. They're looking for acceptance. They're not accepted in their own homes. They do not know how to earn a living. And there aren't any jobs available for them. The majority of the kids that I've represented, they're looking for a way to belong and willing to do anything to be accepted. Be it street prostitution, be it selling drugs, be it Satanism. They don't care what test they want.
Forget off that subject, will you? I don't want to talk about it. I'm your father. Forget about it.
Waiting blast off here from the from the pad. Getting ready to move away from the basically planar mass we are familiar with and head out erectile style away from that. Very simple. Some things are very plain. Perceivable, even now, deep underwater in this human experiment, reversing poles now, reversing, coming about, sir. Pulling the old 180, if you will. I love those myself. It's an easy way to be very fast. And a fast way to get at the truth. As a means of getting at the truth. Pursuing the beautiful. You know, the feeling. I'm just rapping, man. WCBC from the underground Newton base. Advanced technology. Not high tech. That old 90s thing. Remember that? All that shielded magnetism. Demanding 10,001 moving parts at high temperature and pressure. An extreme thing to do. Doesn't work anyway. Don't worry about it. All conditions ready here at the launch pad. Ready to go, sir. Ready to fill the corpus with blood and desire and head her on out a la Rowdy 8 style. Shielded magnetism. All edges sharp as razors. Sir. Maximum stress at all points. All nodes denuded, filled with inflammation in the sacs. Visibility close to zero, and confidence is high. Sir.
Things like being hungry or dirty, they didn't really matter. Everything works itself out. Somebody's got to feed you somewhere along the line, and besides, there are things way worse to have to worry about than the elements.
Crimes in the name of Satan.
Another thing is that it makes them have a justification for why people don't like them. That it no longer is because I'm Timmy and I'm worthless. It's because you don't like Satan.
Isolation tank. You guys get flinkier every time I talk to you. I thought all that isolation tank stuff went out in the 60s with Timothy Leary and all them other gurus.
Mason, will you shut up for a minute? Let's...
For those of you unfamiliar with the crop formations in southern England's grain fields, the stalks of the grain individually are not broken. They are bent over, almost reformed as you would heat up a pipe and bend it, and then it dries out. And
yeah.
It's just amazing to see. No footprints, no cracking, no breaking. We're going to take a break now, speaking of breaks, and come right back with
every year.
In the entire world.
Ah! 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 Ah!
with someone close to you, and it's very different because you can't really enjoy it because it's like the time of the sex is very, very short and they cut all the time.
Right?
Begin to be made. Now, when you get this object proliferation in in these type of objects, as well as your domestication of crops and animals, what has to happen is you begin to keep records of these objects which are proliferating. In other words, these are my cows and those are your cows. And
with titanium testicles
and a suspended steel scrotum.
WZBC Newton.
Am I a buddy of yours, a braggart? I'm your father. It's an area of respect. If you can imagine. Fine, if not, forget about it.
Innumerable confusion and a profound feeling of despair invariably emerge in periods of great technological and cultural traditions such as our own. Our age of anxiety is in great part the result of trying to do today's job with yesterday's tools, with yesterday's concepts, with yesterday's ideals.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Thank you.
lost, the quick and the dead.
Probably does things. That are of some use to the organism. It would be strange, in a way, if our central nervous systems didn't, in fact, make some use of these very strange properties of matter.
If they were airplanes, they would crash into the forest because the runway's over there and they're over there.
Said you could get in a lot of trouble. Well, I was a little agitated, a little mad about the situation when he called me an SOB to start with. And I said, hey, look, mister, I said, I'm a civilian and you can't do a damn thing to me. And he said, oh, yes, we can, mister. He said, somebody would be picking your bones out of the sand.
Stories of crash saucers.
The young person today is a data processor on a very large scale.
Before the beginning and after the end.
The desire is there, is it mine, my dear, but I must pull myself from your arms.
Don't, darling.
Duty.
She could die silently.
Don't
on no use in victim.
Nose counting, a cherished part of the 18th century fragmentation process, has rapidly become a cumbersome and ineffectual form of social assessment in an environment of instant electric speech. The public, in the sense of a great consensus of separate and distinct viewpoints, is finished.
Things much crueler, like other people.
Destiny was.
Mm-hmm.
And it only got me so far, and then I had to, then find, other things, which quickly led to Lazarus at that point.
I am monolingual. Yes. Do people often confide in me, and if so, is it tempting to use their secrets and stories? Unfortunately, people continuously confide in me. It is even tempting to listen to them. Let alone to use their secrets and stories, which unfortunately, by the time you're 44, you've already heard about 8 billion times. I mean, I would be interested if someone did something really different.
something?
What happens during these blackout periods is you get the feeling of phenomenal acceleration, like you're being shot out over millions, billions of years.
About the kind that pick on people half their size, or the kind that stick a firecracker up a cat's asshole, even the kind that get the urge, but you know they never act on it, of pushing a wheelchair in front of a speeding locomotive. I'm talking mean.
Toward the foam below.
Unhappily, we confront this new situation with an enormous backlog of outdated mental and psychological responses. The new electric drama has left us dangling. Our most impressive words and thoughts betray us. They refer us only to the past, not to the present.
A mother, father, two children, and an anthropologist.
What's the definition of an Eskimo family? We are back once more in the age of the hunter. This time, the hunter is a fact finder and a researcher and a scout.
In the study of ideas, it is necessary to remember that insistence on hard-headed clarity issues from sentimental feeling as if it were a mist, evoking the complexities of fact. Insistence on clarity at all costs is based on sheer superstition as to the mode in which human intelligence functions. Our reasoning is grasped at straws, and the premises float on gossamers.
And then if you hang it up,
the meaning of me.
The young today reject goals.
Is me.
The young want rules.
We shape.
The young today reject goals.
Is me.
The young want rules.
We shape our tools, and thereafter our tools shape us.
Today's child is growing up absurd because it is in two words.
Thank you.
hoping I'd have a chance to hear you sing a little bit.
I'm not much of a singer.
Well, try anyway.
And neither of them inclines him to grow up.
Compartmentalization of...
two worlds. And neither of them inclines him to grow up.
Compartmentalization of...
up absurd because he lives in two worlds. And neither of them inclines him to grow up.
Evening out there, spending some time with you. The electricity, even though it hurts our cells a little bit, we seem to believe that we must have these things. America and stuff. Well, we've got to get through the shitstorm of the high-tech ejaculation. Media shitstorm on the planet. But we shall get through it. WZBC, the Hit Factory, from our 6 foot thick underground base here in the heart of Newton, underneath, semi-secret in parts of it, requiring cosmic DJ clearance, and I not kid you about that. And blasting at them hits with those semi-long waves, the radio style, coming through your body just about now with a twist, magic bullet style, just for you. You deserve it. And let me tell you, metaphysically, oh yeah, existing for you, some version of thereof. And I'll ride piggyback style with that. Of course, I'm speaking backwards right now. I'm not speaking in quadrophenia backwards, however, the more recognizable kind. I'm doing surreal backwards. You know, between the waves and troughs of the commerce of the static of the message from Garcia. I think Garcia was delivering that message, wasn't he? I seem to have a little memory lapse, but I think I have the intent of what I want to bring across. Across the membrane. Always permeable as it is, for just such transport. I mean, that's why we have angels and guardian invisible energy friends all around. Here in Boston, the city of angels, I suppose. Or at least the wings of desire of same in black and white. Radio and not radio. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman, and 90.3 Baby Makes 3. Remember, if you listen to the station backwards with a twist of the black dial, you'll get the true message. We are not permitted to broadcast. You all know that. I don't have to remind you, but might be a few people who fell off the Intel chip truck last night. Part of the Intel Gates cartel of one, if you will. Standing in the way of me and my proper brain function. Take full responsibility for that little glitch in the tacto-erectile high-technology perturbation. But I am working on it, of course. You can trust that. I knew I could, too.
WZBC.
I know. Learning the educational process.
Too much then, just what would happen? Because hey, live and learn, right?
sticks are made, just sticks with notches in them, and you keep a record. And after a while, what subtly begins to happen is that record keeping becomes gradually, if we telescope this from Neolithic times very quickly, through hundreds of years and then thousands of years to our present day time, record keeping industry is the biggest industry on the face of the earth.
I always viewed these things as some kind of experimental fodder.
Me know, I'll talk when I'll be free.
I really wasn't sure what was going on. But once I got in here, had a chance to talk to my doctor, got hooked up to some intravenous fluids and so on, I felt much better.
TV yesterday. Now, I'm married now. I have things to protect. I don't really care if they take my television. That's just a sign of the times and that things are rough and they need money for drugs to forget about the times, or they're just hungry and they're desperate. But what gets me going is it makes me want to go make sure that I, like, know how to use my gun. And then if someone to me, like, there's part of me that says, take them out.
So far, no one has. It's not tempting to me. If you mean from point of view of material, the fact is that if you've really lived as hard as I have and written as little, material is not a problem. I'm not really worried about running out of material.
Sense the hallucination is going on, but you get no images. Well, I want to break through that blackout barrier. I want to know what those images are that I...
They are ready to eat their own guts and ask for seconds.
Then, okay, Howard Hawks, who else?
a significant influence?
A big significant influence, okay, would be like Howard Hawks, the director Sam Fuller, all right, who's this like kind of, he's one of the greatest wild men of cinema. He made a series of films in the 50s. He's probably the king of making war films, because he fought in the Big Red One and everything. Yeah. And he makes really crazy movies. And he also made a lot of westerns and stuff. And Sam Fuller's just crazy style was a big influence to me. De Palma was a big influence to me. And one of the things about De Palma that people never talk about, and I think De Palma is probably the greatest satirist of the last 20 years in cinema. I mean, his films are hysterical, biting black comedies. No one has his wit at all, you know, great. His wit is just fantastic, even though he never makes official comedies. But Scorsese's just daring.
Yeah.
You know, has always been a big influence to me. I usually never...
His daring.
Yeah. I usually never accredit him because everyone does it for me anyway.
Right.
I always say, well, he's obviously ripping off.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't say ripping off, but they do say influenced by De Palma and Scorsese.
Yeah.
Well, I should be on TV. I should be there. You know, I have a message. You know, what does it have to take to get me on TV, huh?
Drill instructors are proud to see that we are growing beyond their control. The Marine Corps does not want robots.
Sentimental journey, gonna set my heart at ease, gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories.
I went out with a lot of girls, and they all left me with something to be desired.
Non, rien de rien, non, je ne regrette rien, ni le bien.
I met your mother.
I was foreign.
She was an Egyptian.
And I was Sephardic.
She was young.
I spoke many languages.
She was very pretty.
I was involved in the theater.
She was very entertaining. Not at all like these other ones I'm talking about.
I was different beyond his realm of comprehension, Alan.
But he told me, I can, if you want, write to you what I know. I said, all right. And then he wrote to me a letter, a closed letter. And on this letter it's written,
cette lettre doit être gardée en dépôt par mon avocat jusqu'à ce que j'aie retrouvé ma liberté. I said, all right. I know certain things.
In effect, it's a research advisory group originally for the Air Force, which does studies for the government on this, that, and the other topic. Those studies are, many of them are public, and they're sometimes interesting. They're studies advising the government on how to achieve its various ends more efficiently. Those ends can be state terrorism, they can be aggression, They can be intervention. There's sometimes economic policies. There's a whole range of them.
Could you tell me those things?
To Marshalltown, Iowa, you're on the radio. Hello.
Hello there. Thank you for taking my call. I was very interested in the comments about participatory democracy early on, and I know it's an odd perspective to be calling from, but I spend a lot of time, or I have spent a lot of time in the past, going to Democratic Party caucuses.
Now, of course, Iowa is a caucus state.
Right. And now, obviously, there's a lot of problems with the caucus system, except in off-year times. And in off-year times, when you don't have a cattle show, you have people that get together and they argue about things.
Mm-hmm. Of course, that does tend to diminish the participation of those who don't really like to argue, who much prefer just to simply read and make their decision passively and cast a ballot.
And there's lots of things that diminish the participation. For example, one of the rules that we have is that votes have to be public votes.
Yeah, which that's always kind of bothered me, too. But it's an interesting experiment, certainly.
One of the things that's always troubled me about the situation...
Ask him. He told me, no, I'll talk when I'll be free. Yes, but he told me, I can, if you want, write to you what I know. I said, all right. And then he wrote to me a letter, a closed letter. And on this letter, it's written, cette lettre doit être gardée en dépôt par mon avocat jusqu'à ce que j'ai retrouvé ma liberté. Elle ne peut pas être ouverte sans mon autorisation. That letter must be kept in deposit by my lawyer until I am free. It's impossible to open it without my authorization.
The Marine Corps wants killers. The Marine Corps wants to build indestructible men. Men without fear.
These two signatures, Christian David, Christian David. I think there is in this envelope details important to find murderers, because I think there were murderers and not only one murderer.
Food for thought. And at the time, I mean, although I'd seen enough to know better, and to boot still didn't give two single solitary shits, being, well, a bit of a thrill-seeker, and cocky as shit to boot, and besides, I could take care of myself. What the hell, I wasn't scared of nothing. Not me. I could take care of myself. Or at least that's what I always thought. And I'm still here. So I guess that proves that, right?
Okay. Now, I don't remember exactly where the hell I was coming from, but I was waiting for the number 9 bus in front of the Monroe Movie Theater, the only triple X-rated movie house in 9 downtown Rochester. Waiting and waiting, and the snows are falling, and my feet are freezing, and shit, 4 inches down, 3 or 4 more to go, and fuck, man, I'm cold, and then I hear it. Shit, honey. Awful goddamn nasty out tonight. You want to ride somewhere? He says. I say, no thanks. No way. I'm just waiting on the bus, man. It'll be here anytime. Anytime. Sure it will, he says. Sure. how long you been waiting on it so far? And I say far, far too long. And he, Jesus Christ, if he wasn't an ugly goddamn bastard, if they're all kind of greasy-headed, long hair, a short guy, you know, they're always scary to me for some reason. I don't know, pimply, about 40 or so he's seen. And he says, well, you know, they just don't come too often at this time of night, now do they?
When Rose Kennedy died, someone said, can you imagine she was 104? What would you do if you lived to be 104? And I said, well, maybe I'd finish two books. So, it's not tempting to me to use other people's lives or material. Yes. What are my thoughts on Camille Paglia? I don't feel that really the word thought is what's appropriate here. I'm not really interested very much by her. There's someone at my publisher who's very interested by her and thrust her last book upon me. And just a few days ago, I kind of read through it, and it was kind of like reading one of those first bound issues of Us, you know, except a little more ambitious. I don't know. I don't find her interesting. You know, I find her... Well, a friend of mine described it as she's writing about a party that ended 20 years ago to which she was never invited to begin with. I find her, let's put it this way, small town. It's corny. It's, you know, it's kind of, I think, doesn't she teach at the same college Newt Gingrich teaches at? Yes. You know, no one's ever asked me that before. Where was I when President Kennedy died? That I would say that would be my favorite question, except that during the Iran hostage situation, I was asked in San Francisco who was my favorite hostage.
Say, no, they don't. Fuck, it's freezing and my feet are all wet. And shit, I'm only going a mile or two up this real straight road, right? And there ain't nowhere for him to turn off, even if he did get some kind of funny ideas. And shit, what the hell have I got to lose, right? This Joker's only about as big as me. I know how strong I am. And if he starts any of that funny shit, right, pop, right in the nuts, dead eye. So, sure.
My right to remain silent. Anything can and may be used against me in court, but I have the right to talk with a lawyer and to have the lawyer with me during questioning, provided your lawyer can respond within a reasonable amount of time. I have been told that if I cannot afford a lawyer, that one will be appointed to me at no cost to me before I am questioned. I have also been told that I can stop talking at any time. I have been told that I must make my own decision whether or not to.
Has quickened his people unto his word. His word is truth and its life. And he is the way, the truth, and the life. And there's just two classes of people. Are you saved or are you lost?
alcohol test to determine the alcohol content of my blood. I have no constitutional right to have an attorney present in order to decide whether or not I will take the test. I have also been told that my driver's license may be revoked for refusal to take the test. I understand all of these rights and am willing to talk to you. If you agree with these statements, I'll need you to sign right here.
That'll be great. I'm sick of waiting on this shitty bus. What the hell? Thanks for the ride. That's great. I'm only... Yeah. So, I get in. He gets in. Turns on the motor and we're off into the not too distant, you know, his nose straight ahead, straight to the open road. And I'm trying hard not to focus in his direction, but Jesus Christ, he's such an ugly mother of fucker. I just can't help. It's not, you know, I'm not meaning to stare. And then we all know, of course, what was coming. He starts in.
WCBC Newton.
That's right. The electronic voice doth not lie. Doth not lie down in green pastures. I like to get biblical occasionally. You know, the Bible, that peculiar speed bump in the concepts of the path towards intelligence. At least how it's used. And the Christianity has strange connotations for me. And they're not good ones, let me tell you. If you haven't talked to a non-Christian lately, it's a very strange dogma of the white race. There are many evacuees, however. From the underground bunker down here in Newton, WZBC, magically transponding through the non-physical reality that science says does not exist. That's right. There is no such thing as radio waves, and you're not hearing this. Trust me on this. I'm just talking about the men in the white coats. You know, the white coats on their tongues. Like a big tongue sandwich. My mother made me sit in front of for at least what seemed like 2 hours, probably more like 45 minutes. And I would not eat. I would not eat 2 pieces of bread with a tongue in then inside there, with buds. And I was not beaten. I was not reprimanded overly harshly. .3 of those non-existent waves. Don't worry, they'll give you non-existent cancer someday. The good kind. The cancer that says, I saw the face of God while in my physical cocoon. New Metaphysics, Scary Guys from In at the Helm Joystick. Erectile. Stroking the electrons in search of the proton. The big one. Forever held at bay by the men in the white coats and the people with the white race, and of course everyone else, who brought the white race in to the earth stew to say the lie that everyone else was living already, and to stand up and say it proud. So we shan't get too angry at the messenger. It's that Garcia guy that we gotta get. 552-4686 for confession. It's time now. Oh yeah.
Been associated only with the glum.
Silence is the unintended sounds of our environment.
He has proved himself, for he's alive.
No comment.
Are you born again, or are you dead? And the Lord says, come unto him and give me life.
Praise the Lord.
Robert Oppenheimer was fond of saying, there are children playing in the street who could solve some of my top problems in physics because they have modes of perception that I lost long ago.
Yeah, throughout the world, whether we like it or...
No!
The new electronic interdependence recreates the world in the image of a global village. Lucky cocks for whom the audible, visible, nosable, edible world.
And all's well?
The new modes of instantaneous long-distance human communication, radio, telephone, television, are linking the world's peoples in a vast net of electric circuitry that creates new depth and breadth of personal involvement in events and breaks down the old traditional boundaries that make specialization possible. As the audience becomes a participant in the total electric drama, the classroom can become a scene in which the audience performs an enormous amount of work.
All dictators inflating bureaucracy do it with the cry,
down with bureaucracy.
Personal freedom consists largely in having a defense against questions.
Politics offers yesterday's answers to today's questions. The total environment is now the great teacher.
I have a friend. Every time she sees an empty telephone booth, she ducks in to make a call.
Consideration. And this is with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet also.
Something about soundproofing, because the sound of the television set carries into the living room. That problem might be resolved by moving the television set into a different room, however.
You certainly noticed many things in that short meeting, Amanda.
There's one more. Mrs. Winthrop's chamber music group meets at their home for practice. That means I'll have to be very sure they have a good place for their rehearsals.
Is that it now?
Yes, for now. Of course, I learned much more as I walked through the house with the Winthrops.
Lord, when you give up heaven's reservation, consider me.
Oh, Lord, consider me.
Some random element which can be shaped by that pattern.
Like
pulling out letters from the Scrabble bag.
Brilliant. That's bloody brilliant.
Right, right. First four letters.
W-H-A-T. What?
One more.
Yeah. D-O, do.
It's working. This is terrific. It's really coming.
You get. What do you get?
More here.
If you multiply.
Oh, I'm beginning to get thinking fears about this.
If you multiply six by nine. By nine? Is that it?
That's it. 6 by 9, 42. I always said there was something fundamentally wrong about the universe. So what do we do now?
I guess we just swallow our pride and go and join the human race.
Yes.
Yuck.
Right.
Yuck.
It's sad, though. Just at the moment, it's a very beautiful planet.
It is. It is indeed. The rich primal greens, the river snaking off into the distance, burning trees.
And in 2 million years, bang, it gets destroyed by the Vogons. What a life for a young planet to look forward to.
Well, better than some. I read of one planet off in the seventh dimension that got used as a ball in a game of intergalactic bar billiards. Got potted straight into a black hole, killed 10 billion people.
Mm, total madness.
Yeah, only scored 30 points too.
Where did you read that?
Book.
Which book was that?
Which I've described to the galaxy.
Oh, that thing.
Today, you people are no longer maggots. Today, you are Marines. You're part of a brotherhood. From now on, until the day you die, wherever you are, every Marine is your brother. Most of you will go to Vietnam. Some of you will not come back. But always remember this. Marines die. That's what we're here for. But the Marine Corps lives forever. And that means you live forever.
Nothing to worry about. He's going, should I mean that sex shit? I'm not into it. Not me. So if that's what you're thinking, don't. Not me. I'm way beyond all that. Way beyond. And I say, so kind of you to consider my feelings at a time like this, sir. And he goes on talking to the clear blue heavens. Not me. No way. I'm into something, I'm into something a little bit different, you know? Maybe you don't want to hear about it. Yeah, I'm shaking my head. No, you're right, I don't. But that don't stop him. Hell no, and he just keeps rambling on and on. Not me. Something a little bit different. And I still ain't too keen to participate in all the gory details. As a matter of fact, I wasn't even really listening. Not really. Until he says, what'd he say? You want to make $50 or what? Well, I'm always looking for some way to better my disposition, right? And $50 10 years ago, right? Look, Jack, I say, I'll jack you off, but that's it. And he Jesus Christ. Haven't you been listening to a single word I said? And I had to admit I hadn't, but you know, when someone starts going on at me, I usually turn it right off. So no. Now what? What the hell am I in for $50? And he shrugs and says, I don't know, a couple of stories, a couple of short stories. It won't take long. Just, you know. Okay, so I'm getting a little bit suspicious right about now, but shit, $50, man, it'll take me to New York City for a week or two. Then I say, sure, what do you want to hear about? And he says, simply, murder. And I say, sure. You know, he didn't really mean that. I mean, what the hell do I know about murder anyway? By now, he's halfway up to the reservoir, right? Not another single solitary soul in sight. Up, 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 up. We're gone, and my imagination's running wild, and it's getting darker, and my eyes are playing tricks on me, and the snows have fallen, and it's dead quiet, and he swings us into some kind of secluded alcove, and I'm wiping my mouth on the back of my hand and wondering where the hell it was last. Nowhere too good from the smell of it. He turns to me real slow and says, You're scared. Don't be scared, honey. Look, if you're scared, I can get my shotgun out of the trunk, right? It'll make you feel any better. That's what I'll do. I'll get my shotgun. I'll go, no. I'm just enjoying the view. That's all. And he says, no. I better get it anyway. Now, the details are getting a little bit foggy right about here, right? I can't seem to remember what came first, the stories of the shotgun, right? But he's got it out and saying, now, look, honey, there's one more thing. And with the shotgun up to my head, no, I do not remember if it was sawn off or not. And he's making me do all sorts of weird shit, right? And now he told me from the start he wasn't into sex. That would have been like some kind of light relief. It's way worse than that, because he's making me lick his car seats and pinch myself with pliers, you know, all over my tits. hits and stuff. You know, he's going harder, harder. You're not doing it hard enough. And the welts and the bruises are springing up right before his very eyes. But, oh, no, that's not enough for him. And as if that ain't bad enough, right? All along he's got me fantasizing, romanticizing, telling all kinds of ugly little tales about doing God knows what to God knows whoever, you know, some poor little baby girls, because the only kind of stories this fucker likes to hear, you know, involve the horrors and humiliations and mutilation. And he's going, right, after you break their arms and you wring their necks, then what? And I'm going, then I'm making me shit, right? And he's going, right, who's shit? And I go, mine, mine. And he slaps me twice right upside the head. He goes, no, you stupid.
Und als die Hähne treten, da ward mein Auge wach. Da war es kalt und finster, es schrien die Raben vom Dach. Doch an den Fensterscheiben, wer malte die Blätter da? Ihr lacht wohl über den Träumer, der Blumen im Winter sah. Ich träumte von Lieb um Liebe, von einer schönen Maid, von Herzen und von Küssen, von Wonne und Sehnsucht.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover at WZCBC.
Nun sitz ich hier alleine und denke den Traumen an. Die Augen schließ ich wieder. Noch schlägt das Herz so warm. Wann grünt ihr Blätter am Fenster? Wann halt ich mein Liebchen? Wie eine trübe Wolke durch heitere Lüfte geht, wenn in der Tanne Wipfel ein mattes Lüftchen weht, so zieh ich meine Straße dahin mit trägem Fuß durch helles, frohes Leben, einsam und ohne Gruß.
We'll sound silly when we tackle something you don't know, aren't we?
But a client who knows how to pronounce French decorating words may not have faith in a decorator who can't.
That's right, John.
And that unless it is played according. The individual is allowed to commit adultery only with a specified group of women. This is illustrated in terms of sexual hospitality or wife exchange, which I've already mentioned. The problem here is that adultery is a potential disruptive force, and that unless it is played according to defined, acceptable rules, it causes conflict.
This is Crispin Glover, WZBC.
Probably, a majority of human societies condemn adulterous behavior. In some, the punishment for detection is mild. The Bina of Tanzania merely have a row between husbands, and the offender decides to be more careful next time. In others, which are excessively puritanical, such as the Veda of Ceylon, the erring wife and her lover are condemned to death.
And has nothing to do with accomplishment. See, the delusion that I think that people have is that they look at other people and all they see what other people have that they don't have.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover at WZCBC.
And they look at them and they say, boy, if I had what he had, man, I'd be so happy. Look at that face. And it's like, well, and I used to feel that way about, you know, there's not one, the first thing you learn about getting to that place that you didn't, you think everything would be okay if I could only lose 150 pounds. Everything would be okay if I could only publish a novel. Everything would be okay if I could only be a millionaire. And the first thing you learn, do lose 150 pounds, become a millionaire, and write a novel, is you took you with you, you know, and it's not that. And it's not ever one thing. It's just you and your brain. Your brain's always, you know, 3 feet from your butt.
Stupid cunt, that's too good for them. Their own shit, you stupid bitch. And I'm shaking my head as fast as it goes, going, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Their own shit. Heroin. That fucker's cocking that gun, right? Cocking that gun just to show me who's the boss, right? And he goes, get out. Get out of the car. Get out of the car and get down on your hands and knees and start worshiping all four of those greasy black wheels, honey. Start begging for mercy, little Queenie, because you're going to need it. And fuck, I'm out there in a matter of a second, man. I don't need to be told nothing twice, right? Lick, he says, and I do, man. Fuck, I don't need to be told twice. I'm out kissing and dribbling and just about to shit my pants in fear. And he's going, oh, yeah, honey. You're just about one of the sweetest little cunts I ever laid eyes on. I'm just about begging to be shot in the fucking head, right? End my misery, you motherfucking asshole. But no, he just says, get in, sweetheart, honey, baby, sugar. Come on, just slide on in, honey. Come on. Phew. God damn it, that was fucking beautiful. Just what I needed. Yeah, fuck yeah. And he gives me the $50 and a ride home, and I gave him my phone number some a few times after that, but nothing too memorable, you know, nothing I can't really place my finger on.
This is Crispin Glover, and you're listening to WZBC.
It always will be, and there's no external satisfaction, you know, and accomplishment doesn't do it.
Stays in the trunk till I come out. You got that?
Sí.
Me, nobody else. Mm. Okay. I'm not out in 15 minutes. Something's wrong. Okay? Yeah. Room 9. You ready?
Sure. Ready.
Martha.
Can you back us up at that last turn?
Martha. Hello.
my young Hector.
Right, Tony.
So.
See, I told you. So, Omar says you're okay?
Yeah? Good. Omar's okay.
Okay?
Okay. So, you got any money?
You got your stuff?
Sure, I have the stuff, but I don't have it right here with me now. I'm very close by. What's your food?
I don't have the money either, man. I have a close by too.
Where? In the car.
No, not in the car.
No?
How about you? Where'd you have your stuff?
Not far.
Okay. You want me to come in? We start over again, man?
Where are you from, Tony?
What difference does it make where I'm from, man?
Okay. Okay. I just want to get to know who I do business
with. You're going to get to know me when you start doing business with me and start playing around, Hector. Okay?
Hey, Antonio.
What's the story?
Tony!
¡No te muevas,
caballero! ¡Vámonos al baño! ¡Ahora! Oh, fuck face. You just fix yourself. You steal from me today.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to give me the cash? Or do I kill your brother first? Before I kill you.
By sticking your head up your toilet. See if it fits.
Yeah?
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy was written by Douglas Adams and produced by...
otherwise known as the how, why, and where phases. For instance, the first phase is characterized by the question, how can we eat? The second by the question, why do we eat? And the third by the question, where should we have lunch? The history of warfare is similarly subdivided, though here the phases are retribution, anticipation, and diplomacy. Thus, retribution. I am going to kill you because you killed my brother. Anticipation. I'm going to kill you because I killed your brother. And diplomacy. I'm going to kill my brother and then kill you on the pretext that your brother did it. Meanwhile, the Earthman Arthur Dent, to whom all this can be of only academic interest, as his only brother was long ago nibbled to death by an Akapi, is about to be plunged into a real intergalactic war. This is largely because the spaceship that he and his companions have inadvertently stolen from the restaurant at the end of the universe has now returned itself on autopilot to its rightful time and place.
Yes, I understand. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. You forecast an earthquake in a 3-4 point range this morning.
We had an earthquake in a 3-4 point range this morning.
Yeah.
Antonio. Rita. What's going to happen to your friend? You don't want this to happen to you? Let me the money, okay?
He's probably the king of making war films, because he fought in the Big Red One and everything, yeah. and he makes really crazy movies, and he also made a lot of westerns and stuff. And Sam Fuller's just crazy style was a big influence to me. De Palma was a big influence to me. And one of the things about De Palma that people never talk about, and I think De Palma is probably the greatest satirist of the last 20 years in cinema. I mean, his films are hysterical, biting black comedies. I mean, you know, no one has his wit at all. You know, great. His wit is just fantastic. Even though he never makes official comedies.
Okay, got a cicatriz. You can die too, it makes no difference to me.
Okay, Chichon. Tú puedes ver atrás. Yo subo por aquí.
Sí, man. Es Chen, pelado.
Even science fiction is now very far behind what's actually happening. It may very well be that in our conscious inner lives, the interplay among our senses is what constitutes our sense of touch. Perhaps touch is not just skin contact with things, but the very life and encounter of things in the mind.
7.62 millimeter full metal jacket.
Leonard, if Hartman comes in here and catches us, we'll both be in a world of shit.
Your arms down at your side like this. Right. Do not start to perform the test until I tell you to do so. Do you understand the instructions so far?
Yeah. Right.
When I tell you to start, you will stand on one leg, holding the other foot out in front like this. You may stand on either leg that you wish. Keep the raised foot about 6 inches off the ground. While you are standing, you will count out loud for 30 seconds like this. 1,000, 2,000, and so on, all the way to 30,000. Throughout the test, keep your arms at your side and keep watching the raised foot. Do not sway or hop while you are standing. Do you understand?
Down here at the bunker. Underground bunker, very, very popular, trust me on this, with the military. They dig these, especially with the secret technology gotten by off-planet aliens. That's the lore, part of the lore in these strange times now, when there's very many strange things now. Plot was asked for by the arc of Hollywood sensibilities, subconsciously planted into the energy fields, and man, do we have plots going on. If you only knew. The intentions in the energy fields, the energy strawberry fields around you.
No, but I can't see. We can't raise the dosage of the drug because we're close to toxic levels now. So the only way to intensify the experience is to take the 200 milligrams in conjunction with the tank.
There's a lot more things I'd like to do to that drug before you take it again. I'd like to do a half-life.
Down here at the Hit Factory, pumping them out, man, for lines of cocaine, which I'm intoxicated on right now. In fact, I'm doing some right about now. That's why I'm so sharp tonight. Like glass. Clear, man. Crystal. Illegal. People would hate it if they knew about it. You know what I mean? New metaphysics. Show done on heavy drug dosage. As heavy as I can live through, my friends. So I have high consciousness, clairvoyance, clairsentience, you know, all the secret senses that are illegal, control senses, you know what I mean? And then we'll blame it all on the right-wing loser types. You know, the Ruby Ridge, believe all the perpendicular disinformation pumped into the energy strawberry fields. Subconscious, subcutaneous, hide and clear sight kind of electric without magnetism feels. The erectiles blame it on them. You know, the true believer types. It's just a matter of which portfolio of beliefs you bought many a year ago, determining your American stature in the world today, your personality slant, if you will, your psycho vector space, spatial take up on the intake through the tailpipe kind of ingestion of your particular Americanisher pooch, if you will. Disentangle down here at New Metaphysics just for you, free of charge. Service of Naval Intelligence, don't mind telling you. Gotta give something back to the folks, you know what I mean? I, of course, have the sometimes whispered about cosmic clearance. Thus my access to XXX super top cosmic secret material that I don't mind purveying for you kind folks out there. After all, I am in my highly secured underground bunker here with a cast of ZBC characters. All flown in for their weekly shows. And then whisked out, Area 51 style. On secret Air Force transport. Don't worry, we're only allowed to live so long, and then poof. New identity, new personality, new radio station. With no memory. 552-4686 if you want a personal subconscious subliminal kind of nudge if you're faltering. Legoland at 2. Catch you next week, 10 o'clock Thursday night. You don't have to listen, but I have to do the show, otherwise my family back in Romania, well, it wouldn't be pretty. And I've been fighting my entire life to keep those people alive, back in my home village, where chewing gum was invented many years ago by my early relatives, thus maintaining the family fortune and my illustrious career here with the Office of Naval Intelligence.
Pronunciations of some French words now. Students, repeat each word after you hear it. We'll have time for you to do so. Don't be afraid to speak up. Make mistakes.
Mexican stuff.
Right here.
The transport system. I'd like to find some analogs.
All I know is this Mexican stuff is an extraordinary substance, and every instinct I have tells me I'm under something hot here.
Mr. Hope, I'd like you to stand over by that line, please. Place your left foot on that line. Put your right foot on the line in front of the left foot, with the heel of the right foot touching the toe of the left foot. Keep that position until I tell you to start walking. Do not start to walk until I tell you to do so. Do you understand the instructions so far?
Crispin Glover, and you're listening to WZBC.
When I tell you to start, you will take 9 heel-to-toe steps like this, down the line. Turn around and take 9 heel-to-toe steps back up the line. When you turn, keep your front foot on the line and turn by taking a series of small steps with the other foot like this. While you're walking, keep your arms to your side, watch your feet at all times, and count your steps out loud. Once you begin walking, don't stop until you've completed the test. Do you understand the instructions? Beginning count, your first step from the heel-toe position as 1. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say may be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to talk to a lawyer and have him present with you while you're being questioned. If you cannot afford to hire a lawyer, one will be appointed to represent you before any questioning if you wish.
You can decide at any time to exercise these rights and not answer any questions or make any statements. Do you understand each of these rights I've explained to you?
We'll be right back.
There seems to be a general tendency for such rituals of sexual license to be associated with agricultural societies. The pattern amongst many Indian groups in Central and South America was for the holding of harvest festivals of the staple crops. At these festivals, restraint was thrown aside, and people inflamed by dancing and drink copulated indiscriminately.
No right to consult an attorney on your decision whether to submit to testing. If you refuse to submit to testing, your refusal may be used against you at any trial on a charge involving the operation of a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol and/or drugs. If you decide to submit to testing, after testing is completed, you have the right to consult with an attorney, and you may have additional testing done as soon as possible and as available.
So different. It was not even apples and oranges, because apples and oranges are fruit.
So Bernadette was the girl. It was a similar relationship. Like I say, the script is pretty similar.
Much safer. And then when I woke up this morning with no fever and an appetite again, I felt infinitely better. Feeling the way I did yesterday, I can certainly understand how a long, drawn-out illness would make one just want to say bye-bye. It's too much trouble to stick around.
Submit to testing requested of you. The results of the test or tests may be used against you at any trial on a charge involving operation of a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol and/or drugs.